Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The church. Here's my subject this morning. Very familiar phrase. Prayer changes things. Y'all believe that? Y'all believe in prayer. Do you want to try something else? You believe in prayer. Do you want to try prayer and something else? Is God enough? Let's pray. Father, we thank you now for this time in your word we have together. Make a deposit in our spirit that will change us forever in your presence and cause us to want to pray, to go to the source of our help, to go to the source of our strength. Not to mix it in with any other thing, but just what your word has said. We make ourselves ready to receive from you today. So we say, speak, Lord. Your servant is listening in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Touch three people on your way to see. Tell them prayer changes things. Submit to you that the reason why prayer changes things is because we serve a sovereign God. Let the church say sovereign God. We serve a sovereign God. Sovereign, to say something is sovereign or someone is sovereign, is to say they have absolute authority. Absolute authority, absolute dominion. Here's the thing, and I like the way one preacher said it. Here's the thing about the sovereignty of God or the sovereignty of anything for that matter. Sovereignty cannot be divided. You can't be sovereign and have divided sovereignty. Sovereignty is not anything you can delegate to somebody else. If you're sovereign, if I'm sovereign rather, I can't give you my sovereignty and I remain sovereign. You can't delegate, you can't share sovereignty. God has the last say in your life because he is sovereign. There are those who would suggest that there are other forces out there competing with God for the higher echelon or the sovereignty, other things operating in the universe outside of the bounds of God's control. And some call it luck, some call it fate, some call it energy, some call it new age or cosmic karma. They call it, or even horoscopes. If I step on your toes, just say amen. Don't say ouch, say amen. Horoscopes and these things override or try to override, or at least in your mind, override the sovereignty of God or God's will for your life. Listen, you don't need a backup plan when it comes to God's promises. Somebody say amen to that. You don't need a backup plan when it comes to God's promises. Psalms 39 and 16 says it this way. It says, all the days that are ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Did y'all hear that? All the days that are in my life are already written out in your book before one day even came to be. That's what the sovereignty of God. It means that whatever God has for me to accomplish, he's already written it in his book. And can't no black cat erase. Can't no black cat erase what God has said about my life. Can't no broken mirror change the fact that God has already predestined me. Can't no horoscope supersede the word of God that's already over my life. And even if it's Friday the 13th, I'm going to get up and say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because God is sovereign. God is sovereign. But I'm afraid that we have taken all these other things and tried to synchronize them with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is to suggest that God is not enough. Lord have mercy. It is to unconsciously suggest and assume that Jesus is not enough. It nullifies and renders powerless what God has said. Now let me qualify that, because it doesn't mean that you make the word powerless. It means that if you don't experience the power of the word. Does that make sense? You don't take power from the word, but if you choose to walk in something else, you nullify the power of the word that's over your life. So my suggestion to us is, in this world we're in, and I'll talk about it more later, is that we need to fall on our knees and we need to pray to our sovereign God. Somebody say amen to that. In our text, the church finds out that their leader has been put on lockdown. Peter is arrested and in jail. Why? Because he would not take down on what God has said. So he's locked up and he's in jail. So the church has to make a decision to answer the question, what are we going to do now? Our leader is gone. What are we going to do now? So they decide to commit themselves to prayer. Decide to commit themselves to prayer. And I like this because the Bible is clear that they're not just praying. The Bible says, King James says, they are earnestly praying. They're not just mumbling words. They are earnest. See, don't miss the details because you'll miss your blessing. They are earnestly praying, meaning that they are praying with everything in them. For their dear leader, they're praying with everything in them. They're going before the great God of glory, and they make prayer, Lord, y'all got to hear me today. They make prayer a priority. I'm sure there's somebody in this sanctuary who can testify that you have made up your mind, no matter what comes or what goes, despite whatever happens in your life, you have committed to having constant communication with the Creator. I wish I had one or two in here today. Committed to having, that was just a few of y'all. I need to preach it till you get it. Is there anybody in here that's listening to my voice who's tried God for yourself and you can testify that God both hears and answer prayer? That was about 80% of y'all. I'm going to preach it till everybody get it. I know that there's at least 22 people. I'll make 23. I know that there are at least 23 of us in here who can testify that somebody prayed for me. Y'all ain't going to help me in here today. I don't know where I would be had somebody not prayed for me. But I'm here as a living testimony to let you know that God hears and answers prayer. There's an old hymn that says it this way. It says, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. Watch this. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. See, we miss out on a lot because we don't carry everything to God in prayer. Another person picked it up. I don't know if they ever wrote it down or somebody just started singing it, because in the old church, we used to have songs. See, we got praise team now, and I love it. But in the old church, we used to sing songs in this fashion, call and response. y'all ain't hear me today. See, we got a whole litany of words, lyrics now, but in the old church, we used to sing based on call and response. Here it is. If you're old, you're going to know this. If you call Jesus, he'll answer prayer. See, the leader would just say, if you call Jesus, and the congregation will respond, he'll answer. That's call and response. Because, listen, not only did the leader know, but the body knew that God answers prayer. Tell somebody, say he answers prayer. But here's why this particular text blesses me. Because this prayer that's made by the church is not a prayer of supplication. It is a prayer of intercession. Supplication is a prayer that's about me. God, supplication, supply. God, supply my needs. It is a prayer of supplication, asking God to supply my needs. But this prayer is not a, see, sometimes you get into a situation, maybe it's just me, but you get into a situation where you can't call on God for yourself. Y'all ain't gonna help me any other day. Sometimes life can hit you so hard that you don't have the energy, you don't have the strength, you don't even have the reasoning capacity to call on God for yourself. But I thank God for intercessors. Y'all ain't gonna help me today. I thank God for intercessors who know how to pray when I can't pray for myself. It's good to know that somebody prayed for me, had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me. I'm so glad they prayed. Because I don't know where I'd be if somebody wasn't in my corner praying for. Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Look at somebody in this room that you know prayed for you. Now, I pray for all y'all, so don't look at me. Look at somebody in this room that you know cared about you enough that prayed for you. Y'all hear me? You ought to be grateful to God that somebody prayed for you. In fact, stand up. Everybody, stand up. If you found somebody that prayed for you, I want you to go give them a hug right now and tell them, thank you for praying for me. Find them now. Tell them, thank you for praying for me. Thank you. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for praying for me. Now listen. All right. Now listen, y'all. Can I go further? Can I? All right. Can I go further? Listen, y'all. I'm so grateful. Lord, help me in here today. I am so grateful for my mama's prayer. Lord, have mercy. I'm so grateful for my mama's prayer. Somebody in here know how your mama's prayer saved you. So grateful for my mama's prayer. When she prayed, God, keep my baby. When she prayed, God, save my baby. Don't let him go too far, God. Don't let him stray too far. Keep your hand on him, God. I'm so glad my mama prayed for me. Because when I didn't know how to do life myself, when I didn't know how, when I thought I had it all figured out. Watch this, y'all. Because the younger you are, the dumber you are. Y'all ain't going to help me in here today. The problem with young folk is they think they know everything, but they don't know nothing. You're young and dumb, and you think you got life figured out. Listen, you might not be glad about it today. One day you're going to be glad you had a mama. A lot of us in this room, a lot of us in this room are beneficiaries of folks' prayers who've gone on to be with the Lord. And their prayer outlived them. Oh, y'all. they gone on to be with the Lord, but their prayer remains in the earth. And their prayer still got you covered. Their prayer still got you protected because somebody prayed. Thank God for folk who prayed prayers that outlived them. But can I tell you, church, we still got some praying to do. Can I tell you, we still got some praying to do. Tell somebody we still got some praying to do. Find somebody to tell them we still got some praying to do. With all the stuff going on in the world today, we still got some praying to do. With all the injustices from the poorhouse to the White House, we still got some praying to do. With all the challenges we face from racism to sexism, we still got some praying to do. But I got some good news for you today, because I heard God say, if my people, Lord have mercy, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways. He said, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land if you pray. Here it is, called in response. If you call Jesus, yes, he will. Yes, he will. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from them. Those are conditions. Seek my face. Turn from your wicked ways. Those are conditions. He says, then, that's a condition. If you do that, then I'll do this. Not only do you got some praying to do, you got some walking right to do. Don't you dare think God's gonna honor your prayer and you live in any kind of way. Don't get me wrong. You're going to always be his child. And he's going to do everything a father should do for a child, because that's his nature. But there are some things a father won't do when a child is disobedient. Y'all ain't going to help me. You want to be hard-headed? You want to be hard-headed and think you get privileges? You don't get privileges when you act up. Peter's in jail. At the time of our text, Brother Randy, James has already been killed for the gospel. So Peter know Herod ain't playing. He knows Herod will kill a preacher. But the Bible says Peter's about to be executed the next morning, Deacon Joe. Already got proof that Herod means what he says. But the Bible says Peter's in the jail cell asleep. How is all this going on around you and you ain't losing your mind? I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. I submit to you that Peter can relax because he has two things. He has relationship and he has receipts. Peter can relax because he's in relationship with a God who can bring him out. Peter can relax because he's in relationship and got receipts that God has already brought him out before. And if he did it before, y'all know call and response, don't you? If he did it before, he'll do it again. Watch this. So don't get amnesia when you fall upon unfavorable situations and circumstances that seem to be going against your progress. Don't get amnesia. Let me remind you, you've been here before. Good God Almighty. Let me remind you, you've been stuck before. Let me remind you, you've been behind the eight ball before. I don't know what that means. But you've been, Bro Randy, you've been behind the eight ball before. This ain't the first time you've experienced crazy in your life. You've seen crazy before. You've been crazy before. So pull out some receipts. Pull out your testimony that God healed you last time. And if he healed you last time, God will heal you again. God brought you out last time. And if he brought you out last time, he'll do it again. Tell somebody he'll do it again. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. You've been crazy before. What's wrong with you? You've been stupid before. What's wrong with you? Just don't get stuck on stupid. Just don't stay there on your stupidness. Know who God is. Know that he is sovereign. He alone, Lord, he alone is sovereign. He's the only one that can bring. See, you can't lose your mind, Sister Sharon. No, Noah Jones said it this way. He said, don't lose your mind. Don't lose your mind when you lose the old house. Because you're going to need your mind for the new house. Don't lose your mind when they lay you off the old job. Because you're going to need your mind for the new job. Don't lose your mind when that old Negro walks out on you. Because you're going to need your mind for the new washed, clean, saved brother that God's about to send you. Tell somebody, don't lose your mind. Don't lose your mind. Because you've been here before. You've seen God move before. I declare you're going to see him move again. In fact, prophesy to yourself and say, God's about to move on my life. Don't matter what it looks like now. Don't matter what it looks like. Don't matter how flipped it is right now. The reason I told you God is sovereign, it's because I know you got some heavy stuff, right? I know you got heavy stuff. But is there anything y'all know call and response? Is there anything too hard for God? Nothing is impossible for him. Your little old situation is nothing to him. That's why he takes his time showing up. Because to him, your deliverance has already happened. It's already. You're already in victory. You're already on the other side. See, here's the deal with Peter. The reason why Peter was asleep is because his body was arrested, but his spirit was free. See, you got to learn how to make a difference between the two. Just because your body going through something don't mean your spirit has to experience it the same way. Because you trust in God, your spirit draws strength from God. Your body draws its influences from the world. So you got to learn to turn your back on the world and turn to God. And the world will have to line up with what you're looking at. Don't let that go over your head. I said the world's going to line up with what you focus on. God, this is good. The world's going to line up. So if your focus is on your trouble, the world and all this trouble going to be in your lap. Because that's where your focus is. But if you turn your focus to God, then God and everything he promises will be in your forefront. But you got to learn how to focus on the right thing. A lot of us in here going through some stuff, and we don't know what we're going to do next, right? Some of us in here, we just don't know. We're in a confusing state, a state of confusion, and we don't know what to do, where to turn, or how we're going to come out of this. We've got to learn. Listen, nothing that you're going through caught God by surprise. Nothing. He already knew it was going to happen, so he wired you for it. Tell somebody, tell them, I'm wired for this. I'm wired for this. Come on, tell somebody, tell them, I'm wired for this. That doesn't take the pain away. That doesn't take the hurt away. But it takes you, it makes you know that your outcome is not going to be determined by your pain. So learn to pray, saints. When all else fails, learn to pray. Here's what happened. I'm finished. Watch this. Watch how God's going to bless you. The church is praying for Peter's release. While the church is praying, the Bible says there's a knock at the door. While they are praying, a young girl named Rhoda hears the knock. And she goes, while the church is praying, to answer the door. She hears the knock. Who that is? Who is that? It's Peter. She opens the door, sees Peter, and she gets so excited that she leaves Peter at the door. And she runs back in to the church who still pray. God, release him. God, let him go. God, bring him out. God, we know he's in jail right now. Bring him out. Church still praying. Peter's at the door. She runs in. She said, y'all can stop praying now because Peter's at the door. They say, you sound like a foolish girl. We ain't even said amen yet. We ain't even said, and God bless all these things in the name of Jesus, amen. We ain't even ended our prayer. Oh, y'all, somebody gonna get it in a minute. We haven't even ended our prayer yet. And here you are coming to try to tell me that I ain't said in the name of Jesus, hey, I can get something, and I ain't gotta say in the name of Jesus. He said, you sound like a foolish girl. What is it when the church has gotten to a state that we ask God to do stuff we don't even believe he's going to do? But here's the awesome thing about God. They didn't believe it. But God blessed them anyway. Oh, God. I said he blessed them anyway. You might not get everything right. But God's going to bless you anyway. He's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing that you don't even have the room to receive. God, I didn't do everything right. I'm going to bless you anyway. Right. Tell somebody else, say, he's going to bless me anyway. May you see God in this Christmas season like you've never seen him before. I prayed you get everything you want, but I pray that that's not number one priority for you. I pray that you see God for what he did for you. And the praise team said, oh, how he loves you. No. Know that you are loved. That he give his only son for you before you even get right with him. Jesus paid it all while you were out there doing it all. He paid it all when your mind wasn't even thinking about him. Because he knew, they're going to come around. They're going to come around. They're going to see my love one day. They're going to come around. Anybody love him today? You don't love him as much as he loves you. He loves you. You're not saved because you love him. You're saved because he loves you. You're not delivered by your love for him. You're delivered by his love for you. And you can trust his unfailing love. He'll never fail you, y'all. I'm a living witness. He'll never fail you. Never fail you. Like a loving father or like a loving parent who has a child who's learning to walk. You are not going to learn to walk if you never fall. If you're going to walk, you've got to experience what it's like to fall so that you learn how to balance yourself. Some of us got too much going on. We don't know how to balance ourselves. we're tinkering with this and tinkering with that and nullifying the power of the Word of God in our life and bringing all this other stuff in, all this other beliefs in, even watch this, y'all can get mad, even tradition. If you're afraid to hold your tradition up and look at it and see whether or not it's necessary, then your tradition is bigger than your God. Lord, have mercy. I thank God for everything my Macedonia, the church, taught me. I thank God for everything they taught me. I am the man I am today because of Macedonia, Fire Baptized Holiness Church. But everything they taught me wasn't right. Lord, have mercy. But it got me to the place until I learned what's right and wrong. They kept me in the house. Oh, God. I'm so glad they kept me in the house. Because they could have threw me away. But they kept me in the house. Mama made sure I was in the house. And I thank God for that little church down in the, what street is that? McKinley Street. Thank God for that little church. That church used to be, Brother DeJarvis, that church used to be rocking, bro. That was a rocking church. They ain't rock. They still rocking. They ain't rocking like they used to. But they still rocking. Church, prayer changes things. Did y'all hear me? If you don't hear nothing else, whatever your situation is, give it to God. Whatever your situation is, sometimes that's hard to do. I gotta quit, y'all. Sometimes it's hard to do when your emotions are all tied up in it. When your emotions are all up in this thing and you don't even know if you want it to work because your emotions are all tied up in it. But you got to learn how to seek what God wants for your life. Are y'all hear what I'm telling you? Seek what God wants for your life and do it His way. And let God work it out for you. I promise you, if you follow Him, you won't go wrong. Y'all believe that? If that word bless you, would you bless God in the house today?